What it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I know you know. What it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I wanna make it real the way you make me feel. But baby, 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 how can fake be real? I wanna make you feel some things you never felt before. Wanna learn everything about you, baby, tell me more. Trust me, girl, I'll show you everything you never seen. Welcome to the other side, girl, there is no better green. I can promise you, you never ever had this side. I'll leave every single atom of you satisfied. I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property.
We above it, we don't check who hates. We regulate while they speculate. I gotta say, thank you very much. I'm thankful our sanctuary's touch. This is a true gangster's paradise. Got the whole pie while they share a slice. But no whip, I'm too independent. I keep both of us in ascending. Let my energy replenish you. You win this without a blemish, boo. I send this to you to bless your soul. To build with you, never stress more goals. Give amnesty from calamity. We could even start a family. Not for vanity, but candidly. I'll triple everything you handed me.
I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property. I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property. I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul. I share property, I know you know what it's got to be, my soul, your soul.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos al show Vida en Zero Gravedad, Life in Zero Gravity. I am your host, Zero Grav. Tú sabes las vibras, you know the vibes. By now, you're well aware of the vibes and what they stand for, what they mean. But yeah, let's just get into it. So online dating, right? A lot of times I'm forced to do online dating because I work alone a lot. I'm a lone wolf. Rawr, you know. So I work alone a lot. So I don't like meet a lot of people throughout the day. So it's not like a lot of people meet their like soulmate at work or their alleged soulmate at work. I always think about that. Like back in the day, you just had to, like, you didn't have online dating. You just had to meet whoever was in your like immediate proximity, and maybe they were your soulmate, maybe not. Online dating has totally changed the game, because it's like now you got people talking to people all around the world. It's real interesting, honestly. I think I would have a totally different impression of women in general if I didn't talk to women around the world, because I gotta admit, a lot of the Cali girls, man, they get stuck up. It's a bit much. But anyway, so online dating. I was doing Facebook dating. Sometimes I do that. I peruse the Facebook vagina. No, I'm just playing. I was gonna drop the P word. I remembered monetization. You can't demonetize me for that, because I'm gonna get that monetization back. Actually, probably this week I'm gonna get it back. I know how to do it. I have my methods. Don't question it. Anyway, so I was doing a. I have such a Cali accent when I say anyway. I say it in such a like Cali street way, which is funny because it doesn't always come out, but. I would say with any way it does. I love y'all, man. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Working, grinding, but online dating. I was doing Facebook dating, and I was talking to a woman. She's older than me. It's weird to call a woman older than me a girl. I call everyone girls, and like, I remember I got in trouble for that in college because I called like a female author a girl and they said it was sexist, but I call male authors guys and like, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I do it to change it up. If I say man and woman all the time, in my mind, I'm like, y'all tell us to change this shit up. So let me change it up. I remember I referred to this author by her first name, and that was a problem. I was being sexist somehow. It's like, bro, I think you're being sexist because I did this shit with all the male writers we've had and you have never said shit. I do it about the first female writer that I do it with. You're like, oh, you're not treating her with respect. Like, bro, I'm doing it because if I write Hemingway, 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 every line, it gets repetitive. If I switch it up to Ernest, Ernest one line, Hemingway the next, Ernest again, then Hemingway, you know, like, it's some variation. It makes it easier to fucking read. Oh, man. I dropped the F-bomb. I'm going to get better at that. I'm not going to get demonetized. Well, I didn't get demonetized for language anyway. But I'm not going to get demonetized for language. I'll make sure I don't. But anyway, online dating. So, I was on Facebook dating. This girl, talking to her. I called her a girl. Oh, well. Girls, boys, whatever. We're girls who like boys, who like boys, who like girls, who do girls like their boys. So I'm doing the online dating thing and talking to this woman. And she says, oh, you didn't read my profile because I asked what she did for work. She said she was working. And I said, and it was on her profile. And, she was like, oh, you didn't read it because it said it on there. I'm like, I don't know how accurate that shit is. I don't know how accurate it is. That's what I said. I'm like, I don't know when you last updated it. I was like, you work at KFC, right? That's what I said on her profile. She was like, I'm not lying. I'm like, I didn't think you were. Like, it was like, if anything, you would be lying. When it comes to working at KFC, you would lie the other way and be like, nah, I don't work at KFC. And then I see your ass in there flipping the wings around and shit. I don't think you'd be lying to say you worked at KFC when you really didn't. Like, no offense, you know, like, I'm not the type to, like, judge people for their jobs like that. But, like, it's not like it's a prestigious position. The only time I judge you for your job is when you start talking shit about my job and you got like a shitty job. It's like, I'm a fucking point that out. I point out hypocrisy and y'all hate it, but that's what I do. It's like, I didn't think you were lying about working at KFC, girl. Why would I think that? Why would I ever suspect you of lying about working at KFC? I just found that to be hilarious. I'm like, bro, I don't think you're lying. I trust you. You know, if you said it was finger licking good, I believe you. I don't eat KFC like that, but you know, when's the last time I had KFC? I don't even know. I was tempted to try it when they had like the Beyond Meat or whatever. They had something like, yeah, a KFC where it was like vegan or, well, probably not vegan because I'm sure they're still using like, they're not like changing the oil in the fryer. That's the thing. When you get that stuff there, you got to think like, I don't think a fast food place is going to take the time to like, oh, we're making a Beyond Burger now. Let's clean this whole thing off and like cook this Beyond Patty. Like, they ain't doing that, bro. They're just slapping it on there where they put the meat on, which like totally defeats the purpose. But anyway, so Yeah, so I don't know. She was tripping, and that conversation only went like a few lines, and I'm like, anytime that happens, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's why you're doing online dating, you know. Hate to say it, ladies, but I see the messages y'all get, you know. One time I hung out with a girl that I met on an online dating app, and I seen all the messages that she had in the app. Just real quickly, she was scrolling through her messages. She had like 100 conversations in there on like Bumble or whatever. And my thing on Bumble is they never reach out. They get too shook. Like, women aren't used to reaching out. I'll have plenty of matches on there, and like most of the time they never reach out. It's like, okay. But the online dating, I don't think women realize how different it is for them. Like, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Ladies, you could literally like leave your pussy out on a windowsill and like have the scent, like in one of those old cartoons, like the pies they leave on the windowsill, like the smoke just coming up, like have the scent coming up into the air, and it would like attract like it would attract men just floating in the air like, I smell pussy. You could literally do that and say, fuck me, and you'd have a line of dudes around the block. Fuck me. Have a line of dudes around the block. Around the fucking block, I'm telling you. It's different. We couldn't do that. I couldn't hang my dick out the window and be like, fuck me. Like, I'd get arrested for indecent exposure. Most definitely. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they'd like my dick enough where they're like, ooh, okay. Well, we won't like get you thrown in jail. I'd like to think that. I like to think I would get thrown in jail. But it's weird, right? We couldn't do that. It's just different. it's just a different scenario. And has any girl ever admitted that their pussy was trash? I'm sure it's happened. I've never witnessed it, you know? Because, I mean, just like men, some women are better in bed than other women. You know? Like, that's just, some of them put that extra effort. I don't know. Some of them are tighter than others. I will say that when y'all say women are loose, you're exposing yourself for probably having a thin penis, you know? Because I can't think of any girls that were actually, like, loose, you know? I can think of girls that were super tight, you know, like ridiculously tight where they like cut me and shit. I can think of that, but I can't think of like a girl, everybody feels tight, you know? So y'all must just have thin dicks or something or little dicks. And like, that's on y'all. Don't, you know, women got that snapback with the pussy. And that's the thing is women are built differently. Some of them got deeper pussies than others, you know? It's just different. Some of them got real shallow pussies. Some of them got real shallow pussies. It's just different anatomy. Just like dudes got small dicks, big dicks. But I've never heard a woman say her pussy was trash. I've never heard it. They're always like talking about they got WAP. And like some of them might have WAP because it's like it's like yeast infections and shit or like. Just because it's wet, that's not always a good thing, you know? Maybe you just didn't clean it and it's like some type of infection, you know? Check on yourselves, ladies. Man, Lord. A while back, I went down on this girl. And I don't go down on everybody that I date, you know? If it's a casual dating thing or whatever. Like, you got to be careful. Actually, men out there, you are significantly more likely to catch like throat cancer if you're with a girl that's not clean or like has diseases and stuff. So be careful, be very careful. Like don't give up the mouth to everybody. Don't give up the mouth to all these women. For real though, we gotta be smarter. We gotta get tested more. Like I know I'm clean, but I don't know about some of y'all. I'm like, No, but this girl, I went down on her. She had gone down on me a bunch of times. I felt like, okay, it's fair to return the favor. She had like the mustiest pussy ever. It was so disgusting, man. Like, I almost threw up legitimately. I was like, I don't think I can do this. I got finished. I did the job. But I was like, this is terrible. Like, this is awful. Like, what the hell? And like, she'd been living out of like hotels for a while at that point. It was just awful, man. Just disgusting. Like, I made her come. And I was just like, man, I don't think I could do this again. I wouldn't go down on that girl again. Just bad hygiene, man. And she would always smell, too. Like, when I would have sex with her, like, I always, like, wash myself off. I'll at least, like, wash the important parts off after sex, right? You have to. You have to be cleanly. You have to have cleanliness, right? So, you gotta do that after. Like, that's what I always do. I'm like paranoid about it. Like, in case there are diseases floating around, I gotta wash myself off. So I always do that right after. And with her, it was like, it fucking smelled. Like, every time it was just, and it's not like I did it with her a lot, but like, every time it was just awful. It was like, what the fuck? Like, my hands smell from, I gotta like wash my hands again after I wash my dick because it just smells like from this fucking disgusting pussy. Like, I'm sorry, this is gross. It's probably some of the nastiest shit I talked about, but that shit like scarred me, man. I don't understand, because her ass wasn't working or anything. She just laying in bed all day. I'm like, how are you not cleaning your pussy at least? Like, come on, get off your ass and clean your pussy. But yeah, why is it so like acceptable for women to ghost men? You know, it just seems like a, here's a weird part of it to me, because I don't know why this just clicked in my brain. When women ghost men all the time, I'm sure men ghost women, but it's like just acceptable for women to do it. Like, it's no big deal, you know? And my thing is, if you're concerned for your safety, a lot of women are concerned with their safety, concerned for their safety with men. So like, to ghost a man, it just feels like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe this is just a dumb idea, but to me it's like, okay, if you're ghosting a man, like, it feels like you're kind of opening up the door for them to be like, oh, maybe she didn't get my messages. Maybe I should try to contact her somehow or talk to her. Like, I don't know if it really gets the message across all that well. And it kind of just like, when you ghost people, if you had a problem with them to the point where you wanted to ghost them, and your solution to that is to ghost them, like, let's say, I don't know, there was something you didn't like about them. They had some character flaw. They were doing something wrong that made you uncomfortable, whatever. Any of that. Like, if your solution was just to be like, I'm going to bounce out midway through this conversation without any warning or anything. To me, it's just like, you're kind of just creating a bigger problem. Because now, not only have you, if this guy's invested in you, not only have you like hurt their feelings by doing that, but you've also like made it where they don't even know what they did wrong. You know, like, they could speculate, they could have an idea, but like, they don't really know what they did wrong, so they can't learn from it. So it's like, the problem that you had is just going to keep persisting, you know? And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's like, maybe y'all are just like, well, I didn't like him and I don't want him to be happy, so I'm not going to tell him how to improve or anything. I don't know. It just seems like strange to me, because I'm like, that actually seems like it could cause more of a problem. Like, if you're worried about safety and all that, to ghost somebody, because that could like make them like try to find you in person and talk to you or some shit. I don't know. To me, I just thought about it. I was like, me personally, I wouldn't do it. I don't care. Like, if you don't want to talk, like, it's so easy to just say that you don't want to talk anymore. I mean, I don't want to talk to anyone that doesn't want to talk to me. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. Like, I'm definitely not going to pursue somebody that isn't interested. It's just so weird, the ghosting thing, like leading people on and ghosting them. Like, how is that a good solution? It just, I said it before, I'll say it again, it's just cowardly to me. But yeah. And I'm tired of being the bigger person. I'm tired of being the bigger person. Literally, I'm almost always the bigger person. You see my hands, like my ridiculously long arms and all that, like, you know, I'm always the bigger person. I'm taller than all of you. Like, my dick's bigger than yours. Like, it's just, I'm tired of being the bigger person. I guess I'm not tired of some of that stuff, but like, I don't want to have to be the bigger person emotionally all the time too. It's not cool. It's not cool, all right? Sometimes I want to be the littler person. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Sometimes I wish I could like shrink my dick to like an inch or two while I'm getting head, just for that, just so I could get sucked off like crazy, you know, like the amount of like, so, like you could just get deep throated, have your balls and your dick in your mouth, like, man, that just, it looks fun, honestly. Have you ever seen like, I've seen like a little dick porn, and I'm just like, man, that looks fun for them. Like, these girls can just go hard as hell. And for the girl, it's got to be like kind of a confidence boost, right? It's like, you're just like, damn, I'm like, I'm giving him this work. I don't know. Maybe they don't look at it like that. But to me, I'm like, that would be cool just to be able to shrink like that, like have that power, like just get fucking sucked off mercilessly. That's what I want. You know, I love a girl that gives good head. It's amazing. Some of y'all are very, very good at it, man. Shout out to you. Mwah! Chef's kiss. I wanna have a girl chef's kiss my dick sometime. That'd be cool. Just at the end. One girl did call my dick a masterpiece, and that was very cool. I appreciate that very much. It's very nice of you. I remember one girl slept with it in her mouth. Like, she wanted to sleep with it in her mouth. I was like, that's nice of you. She's liked it so much. But anyway, this is the perfect time, because if Billie Eilish ever hears this, this is the perfect time to bring up Billie Eilish. So Billie Eilish said some dumbass shit this week. She said, I'm going to paraphrase a little, but she said, girls don't criticize men's bodies because they're nice. She was basically saying, like, men could be chubby, all this stuff and all this, and like, you know, we don't criticize men because we're nice. Now it's just like, it's such a generalization. But there's a video of her literally doing this. And in the video, she even mentioned some of this stuff. But my first thought when I heard her say this was like, okay, tell that to the bald guys, like the short guys and the guys with little dicks, you know, and all types of other guys that have some physical trait that women don't like. Come on now. It's like totally acceptable for women to make fun of bald guys, or anyone to make fun of bald guys. Women literally will value, you know how much women care about how much a man makes. They will actually date a taller guy that makes less money over a shorter guy that makes more money. And you know how materialistic those bitches are. But for real, it's like, they value height that much. And y'all are going to, people like Billie Eilish, who really doesn't know shit about the world, let's be honest. Like, she fucking got famous as a teenager. She doesn't know shit about the real world. Sadly, she probably never really will. That's the weird thing, is like, when you get famous that young, like, you are disconnected from real society and like most of the world. Like, you're only really interacting with like other famous people who have this also weird experience living in this famous fishbowl. You don't really know what's going on there, and you can't speak for the common person. You know, like, you were out of touch. You were never in touch. You know, it's just silly. It's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's not a thing. Women are very mean about men's bodies all the fucking time, just like men are mean about women's bodies. Like, what a dumb ass thing to say, you know? But she was literally saying this in the video. And then I saw this interview where that surfaced, right? Where she's talking about like how prom? Ew, that's where all the prettiest women date the most horrible looking men, you know, and just talking about like how she's not body shaming people, but she is. If you're ugly, you know, you got to make up for it somehow. Basically saying they make up for it by buying nice houses, and that guys with little dicks buy nice cars to make up for it. And it's like, bro, did you just forget you said all this shit? Because it's like, you just were actually like, that video is like one of the most judgmental videos I've ever seen like a celebrity woman make in regards to men. And you're going to sit there and say that you're nice to men? Like, what? What? Where did that come from? Where did you get this idea from? Because you ain't nice. That was not nice. That was mean as hell. But anyway, yeah, I just thought it was funny, man. It's the same girl that said like rap is fake, but she literally makes songs from the perspective of fictional characters. I'm like, what? Rap is fake? Because she was talking about like how rappers talk about shooting people. They're not really going to do it and all this stuff. It's like, bro, you were a teenager making all these songs like you had, like, basically making songs from the perspective of, like, a 30, 40-year-old person. And, like, that's like, actually faker than the rap, you know? Because rappers sometimes will make, like, Ice Cube is an example of this. Ice Cube knew real gangsters and stuff like that. Ice Cube knew real gang members. He knew people that killed people and, like, so maybe he didn't do this shit, but if he's rapping from that perspective, like, it makes sense. It's like, yeah, okay, it's not him who did this shit, but he grew up around this. Like, he has been exposed to this. Like, the shit that you're talking about is, like, some fanciful shit that isn't even based in reality, and you yourself have said that. I don't know, just some of these artists just get, like, lame and annoying, man. They're so out of touch, and they say so many stupid things, and it's like, we're just supposed to accept it, I guess, but I'm just like, nah, that's whack. Oh, man. But, yeah, I don't know. It got me thinking, like, her brother writes her songs, maybe he should write her interview answers too, because I've seen her say multiple stupid things in interviews. I remember she was talking about this one. I knew, I could tell, can identify this. I'm telling you, I get these vibes. I understand these things. So I always got like kind of a bad vibe about her, right? I was listening to a podcast where she was talking about like how it's very rare for artists to have multiple good albums, like where all their albums are good. And one of the artists she named was Drake. And I'm like, I didn't even know she was a dick writer like that. But I'm like, Aubrey has so many albums that people think are trash. Like, he doesn't actually have an album that's like actually considered a classic. So I just thought that was fucking wild. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. That kind of tells me what type of person you are. It's like a litmus test. Like, if you like Drake, you're probably a fucking idiot. You know, like, you're probably not a very smart person. And that makes sense. Like, you're probably a person that's very insecure, you know, because he's a very insecure person, obviously. You know, it's super obvious. And, like, nobody would make that many whiny ass songs if they're secure in themselves, you know, like with all the money you have and all that. It's just funny because his fans think that that's winning. And I'm just like, this dude is like miserable, you know, like he's making all these songs, these fucking crybaby ass songs. And he has everything that in y'all's minds makes him better than like anybody he raps against, you know, like he won this beef with Pusha T because he has more money, like shit like that. It's like, y'all are delusional. Like, he ain't even happy. It's obvious he ain't happy, but I don't know. Artists that don't appreciate blessings annoy me. Like, they get lucky. they feel entitled after that. Like, they usually have industry connections. Billie Eilish did, Drake did, for example. Both of them had family members in the music industry and shit. So it's like, they had the connections. So it's like, you're not better than people. You just knew people. You're not better than other artists. You just knew people. Like, that's not, I don't know, there's not much to brag about, honestly. And it's just, it's just interesting, man. It's like, Drake, I thought about, you know, I mentioned this. He is like, he's a bad karaoke singer. The difference between Drake and a good karaoke singer is a good karaoke singer has range. They both sing other people's lyrics. They don't make their beats, right? They're singing over other people's instrumentals. They have somebody who already showed them how to say it. You know, we saw Drake has reference tracks. So we saw that, we see he didn't even come up with these flows. Like, not only did he not write the lyrics, he didn't come up with the flows either. So he's literally doing karaoke. He's doing karaoke. He's like doing his best impression of these ghostwriters and these writers. I mean, some of them are even ghostwriters. They just straight up wrote the tracks. Like, they're not hiding that they wrote it. You see a Drake track, it got like 80 writing credits and shit. It's like, damn. Got a whole writer's room, like Saturday Night Live or something. But anyway, yeah, like, so that's a karaoke singer. That's really what that is. And some of the biggest stars now are fucking karaoke singers. Pop stars a lot of times are just basically karaoke singers. So, I don't know. It's just kind of funny. And they don't appreciate it, but we keep rewarding that. Meanwhile, Andre 3000 released his first solo album since Love. I mean, I guess Love Below doesn't count. Like, that was kind of a solo album, right? Some people say that's not a real Outkast album. I'm like, that is a real Outkast album. That shit's the highest selling rap album ever. I believe it sold 13 million. It's a lot. It's 13 times platinum. I'm sure it sold more than that in the world, actually. Yeah, so it's probably like 20 million or something. I don't know. Look it up yourself. Anyway, it sold a lot. And it sold a lot when music was starting to decline in terms of sales. You know, early 2000s, like, music starting to decline now. So, yeah. But his first solo album, and the thing that's weird is, like, you first see that, and the headlines fail to mention that it's a flute album, an instrumental album, and I'm like, are y'all trying to disappoint people? Because, like, people want him to rap, you know? And, like, I actually haven't heard it all. It's a pretty long album. But I think it's cool from the perspective of, like, if you're going to use it to meditate and stuff like that, it's great for that. It's perfect for that. If you're just going to have it on in the background, it works for that. And I think that's the type of album he was trying to make. It sounds good in that way, you know? People are saying it's trash, and it kind of exposes, like, the real music heads and the people who are not music heads. Because I can't say that it's trash. I wouldn't say that it's trash. I think that's a dumb perspective to have. It is like the fucking opposite of mumble rap, though. It's like, this is a dude just playing instruments. Like, that's what he's doing. Like, no, a lot of people are not even playing instruments anymore. I've gotten into that on here multiple times. If that's what makes him happy, that's what makes him happy, man. He already is solidified. I don't see anyone taking him out of the top five rappers of all time. I mean, you know, I guess I might be able to. I think I will. Well, I don't know if I'll take him out. I'm taking someone out. I'm taking someone out in the top five. I'm going for a number one, baby, but you know what it is. Right now, I'd say it's Nas, but, like, I think I had Andre 3000 ahead of Nas, but now, I mean, Nas really wants to rap. Andre 3000 doesn't want to rap anymore. He says he can't. I think he will. He'll be able to. I think he'll... They'll make at least one more Outkast album. It'll probably be a classic. You know, they gotta do that. They gotta go out with like a bang. I didn't hate Idlewild. I didn't really see it as an album, though. It was just like a soundtrack, you know. But yeah, so salute to you, Andre 2000. You're one of the greatest rappers ever. If that's what makes you happy, that's what makes you happy. I thought it sounded cool from what I heard. It's dope that he, one of the tracks is called 93 Till Infinity and Beyonce. And like, that's dope because I'm a big fan of Hieroglyphics and Souls of Mischief. And I knew he was a fan. Like, I thought it must be so cool to be them because so Andre 3000 and Eminem used to like share lines from Hieroglyphics back and forth. And for me, I'm like, I look up to both those guys, in a, you know? And so when they're like that respectful of Hiro, who I've met and who have been really cool to me over the years and who are huge influences for me, like, it kind of like validates my feelings on music, you know, in a weird way. It's like, I don't care what y'all think, like the average fucking person, but for people that I view as like some of the best of all times to also view people that I think are the best of all times, but that wouldn't be seen that way by the masses because the masses don't necessarily know them, for them to give Hiro their flowers to me was just really dope, and I'm happy for them. And I can't imagine how that would feel. Like, if, like, for me, if like Andre 3000 and Eminem are like sharing my bars back and forth, like, I'd feel great about that. Like, because those are two people that I don't think anybody's better than me as a rapper. I'm not going to say that. And you know what? When I was a teenager, early 20s, I did think people were better than me. I did think that. I thought I had a way to go, you know, and now I've ascended to that level. I worked fucking hard to get here. I got to that level, and now I don't think anyone's better, but I do see people as like equals. And Andre 3000 is one of those people. Nas is one of those people, you know. Eminem, like guys like that, like, I respect a lot, and I think they're very talented. So shout out to you, Andre 3000. You'll always be one of my favorites, man. You made, your discography is better than most, and like, you ain't even released an album in 20 years. How about that? You released a better discography than most rappers in like, what's it called? What would that be? Let's call it, no shit, that's like a, let's call it like a 10-year window. Not even, it's really not even that long. But we'll call it that. Your catalog in those, like, in a 10-year span, it beats most people who have been doing it for decades. So, shout out to you, Andre 3000. I watched a lot of movies this week. Some on Tubi, some in the theaters. One I saw was Priscilla, which is about Elvis's wife, Priscilla Presley. Interesting movie. I thought it was well made. It's one takeaway is like, it's so weird that that was acceptable at the time. Elvis was dating her when she was like 14. And like, how old was Elvis at the time? He had to be pretty old. I'm going to look that up right now. How old was, I'm going to look it up just because I don't want to give you all the wrong info. How old was Elvis? Let's see if I could just, how old was Elvis when he started dating Priscilla? Let's see what it says. I said it so I could save some time. So he was 24 and she was 14. Ugh. That's gross. That shit is gross. Yeah, that's weird. He was 24. She was 13. Oh no, 24. She was 13. That's weird, man. But that was more acceptable at the time. And it's weird because that's not that long ago. Like, that's not even that long ago, man. She was, so they had a baby when she was 22. So I guess that's good. At least he didn't like get like a teenager pregnant. Jeez, Elvis. Let's see. Priscilla Presley. Lisa Marie passed away, right? That's dumb. I should know that. Yeah. Lisa Marie passed away. That's sad. But Priscilla Presley, the movie was interesting. It was pretty well made. It was made by Sofia Coppola. Now I don't want to give you all the wrong info either. but Sofia Coppola is part of the Coppola family. That sounds dumb. I know she's related to Francis Ford Coppola. I don't want to give you the wrong information. She is, let's see. Oh, she was married to Spike Jones. Yes, okay. I thought she was the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, but I didn't want to give you the wrong information. So Sofia Coppola made the movie. It's a pretty good movie. I give it 7.5 Zeus Slaps God. The ending sort of made sense, but it was kind of weird. It kind of felt abrupt, I guess. Elvis was a dick to her. The guy who played Elvis did a pretty good job too. And he was a dick to her. Like he abused her and stuff. And he had like pretty wild temper. The movie showed them taking a lot of prescription drugs. And I knew that with Elvis because I saw, well, I knew that about Elvis anyway, but I saw the movie Elvis 2 like recently, the one with the guy that did The Great Gatsby, the one with Tom Hanks. I think it's just called Elvis. It's a recent movie, you know. That was actually pretty good too. But in that movie, they show that. And I've heard that over the years that he abused like prescription drugs and stuff. And show that in there. It kind of made it seem like it fucked his mood up and he was a dick to her and stuff. So it was a pretty good movie. I watched The Nun 2. I didn't see the first Nun, so I feel like this... I think in the future, anytime I'm going to review a movie, I got to watch like the first one first or something. You know, you can't just watch like one of them, like a sequel, because you're missing something with that, you know. But I give that a 6. It was decent, God. It was scarier than most horror movies, but you can't think about it too much because the story doesn't really make much sense if you think about it too hard. Acting was pretty good. It wasn't bad. It was just a pretty average horror movie, I'd say. I watched Training Day. I've seen that like a while ago, but that movie holds up pretty well. And I remember before I watched it, I saw people talking about how the ending isn't very good and all this stuff. I didn't think the ending was bad. I think I would have let it go a little longer, maybe shown like a little more, but that's it. I don't think it was a bad ending. It made sense, you know. If you never seen it, spoiler alert, the dirty cop dies. Denzel, the dirty cop, gets blasted a bunch of times by a bunch of people. And, like, he's a dick in the movie. He's, like, out of control doing fucked up shit. So when it happens, it's kind of like, well, yeah, that makes sense. It's one of the rare times Denzel plays a bad guy, too. He had a great performance, but... him winning the Oscar for that and not for Malcolm X is some bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, he did great. Don't get me wrong. He probably could have won for both movies, but he should have won for Malcolm X, man. That's like one of the best performances I've ever seen. Like, that was an amazing job he did in that movie. If you've never seen it, that Spike Lee movie, Malcolm X, incredible movie. It's long. So some of y'all won't be able to watch it because you got short attention spans and shit, but that's a great movie. So he should have won for that. Like, it's kind of ridiculous for them to give it to him for Training Day and not Malcolm X, but whatever. At least he got one. Another movie, great acting. I give Training Day an 8 out of 11 Zeus Slaps God. Solid movie. Real solid. Good performances. Ethan Hawke did well. Dr. Dre and Snoop actually did pretty well, considering like I've seen their acting in other movies and it was pretty bad. So for them to do pretty well in there, I give them credit. Like, they held their own. They didn't make it, like, lame. It was weird to see Dre with the cornrows, too. I was like, what the fuck? You know, you usually see Dre with that type of haircut. So, hairstyle, I guess. Actually, more of a style than a cut. And then I also watched Boys in the Hood. That aged extremely well. I would recommend watching that because there's like some talk of gentrification in there. And so you watch it and it's like, wow, this movie's like, I bet you that spot that they showed where Lawrence Fishburne's character is like showing them and talking about gentrification and talking about like how, like, you know, like black people got to buy black products. Like, we got to keep the money in the community and all this stuff. They're still talking about that now, like 30 years later, you know, 33 years later. Shit, that movie came out in like 1990. So it holds up really well. And like, it's pretty wild because So Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in there, right? He became big star. Angela Bassett, she already was a well-known actor. Lawrence Fishburne was pretty well-known at that time. The debut of Ice Cube, I believe, is in there. Morris Chestnut, he did a great job in there. Like, it really was it holds up really well. I'd recommend watching it again. I hadn't seen it in like years, and you never know, like some stuff holds up better than others, but man, great movie. Great movie. They killed it. And the cast, it's an incredible cast. Like, I don't think a lot of them were stars at the time. It just took off from there. This is a great movie. So I give that one a 9. It's like the highest score I've given out in a while. I'll give that movie a 9 out of 11 Zeus slaps. God, great movie. I finished Ernest Hemingway To Have and Have Not. Oh, man. A lot of y'all couldn't read that book. It would be problematic. And it is problematic. I ain't even going to lie. That shit is like slurs galore. It dropped some M-bombs in there. You know, he was calling people chinks. Like, not him, but the characters are like, I remember there's a moment where it's like, oh, he's the smoothest chink I ever seen. And talking about how he talks like an Englishman and shit like that. And just like it was bad. It was all bad. There's like domestic violence in there. And just, it was intentionally and unintentionally hilarious. I'll say that. Because I could tell some of it's supposed to be funny and it was funny. Some of it wasn't supposed to be funny and it was funny. It's just like, it's over the top. Hemingway, you bastard. You did it again. Good book, though. I liked it. but yeah, it was interesting. And on another note, on that note of haves and have-nots, there have to be haves to be have-nots. Like, capitalism is broken, you know? Like, there have to be poor people to be rich people because there's only so much money to go around. So I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of living in this system. I'm not saying I don't have all the answers. I don't know what the solution is, but it's some bullshit. Like, we're living in a system that doesn't benefit like the vast majority of people. It's just like it benefits like a few people. And capitalists will rag on communism for that. It's like, okay, y'all are both kind of doing the same thing in a way, you know, like, both broken in their own ways. I don't know, man. But yeah, in other news, Diddy got accused of rape, abuse, and loving big black cock this week by Cassie. Yeah, it's too much smoke for there not to be fire, in my opinion. They settled the lawsuit real quick, but like, there was some sites speculating that he paid her out like $100 million. She was seeking $30 million. At first, but he did not want that shit to go to trial. Who knows what type of skeletons did he got in his closet, man? Pun intended. Actually, pun was unintended, but it's like repurposed and now it's intended. Saying skeletons in the closet. Because, I mean, it's been like a, like one of the worst kept secrets that Diddy is, he's a little gay, you know? He's done some gay things, like, everybody speculated on that for years, and it's just funny, like, in that way. That part of it's funny, you know. None of the rest of it, but for him to, like, want her to get fucked by big black cocks, like, just getting cucked, it's, like, so odd. Such a weird, like, fantasy, man. Like, I don't think most of us would want to watch our girl get fucked, you know. The only thing I can think is, like, it's like watching live porn, right? So if you're super into porn and you're watching, like, you like watching people get fucked, I could see that. But I don't know. To me, I think it would be weird to, like, have a dude over fucking my girl. Like, I'd feel like such a cuck, and I'd feel so disrespected. Like, why are we doing this? But yeah, man. So I don't know. Diddy's like connected to Kim Porter's death, Tupac's death, other people's deaths, and he slapped Aubrey, and I'd forgive him for all the deaths because he slapped Aubrey, honestly. I think that balances it out. I'm just playing. I always gotta throw shots in Aubrey's direction because I just think he's a plague on hip-hop, but anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if hip-hop gets Me Too'd on like a large scale. there's a lot of weird ass dudes in hip hop doing weird ass shit, and like I wouldn't be surprised. Like personally, I don't look up to a lot of these entertainers. Like I don't look at them as gods like y'all do. I'm just like, I don't know. It's a person. They got flaws too. They do stupid shit too. I'm sure they got embarrassing weird shit that they've done. So I don't look at it like that, man. Y'all could look at it like that. I'm just like, these are just flawed human beings as well. Like, I'm not going to build too much out of this. But yeah, I don't know. I remember when I said that rich people can get away with anything. I said that, like, I don't know if it was last episode. I did two episodes last week, so I don't know. I know it was one of those. I can't remember which one I said that. But yeah, I said rich people can get away with anything. So Diddy gets away with this, right? By, it seems like, by paying his way out of it. Meanwhile, a California man who was not rich just got 700 years in prison for, like, sexually assaulting, they say, 16 young boys as, like, a nanny. So I'm not saying that that guy shouldn't be punished for that. But it's pretty wild, the disparity, right? Like, Diddy does some similar shit. He's accused of rape. He's accused of all types of, like, shady shit over the years. And he just skates. This guy, you know, he did a terrible thing. And he gets a sentence that, I mean, you don't see sentences that long very often. He got 700 years, like... They want it to be like, okay, if they invent a way to make people live longer, you're still going to be riding in here, sir. And I don't know. It's just interesting. Money gets you out of a lot of shit in this life. You could get away with pretty much anything if you got some money. And Diddy has for years, for decades, it appears. This guy, you know, this guy did one of the worst things you could do. And he got a lot of time in prison, which is probably how it should be, you know. But rich people do horrible shit and they don't get punished for it. So it is what it is, right? As New Jack would say. Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims. I realize that I'm not going to have another episode before Thanksgiving. So I want to tell you happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great time. I hope you have family or just people you care about to spend Thanksgiving with. It doesn't have to be family. Fuck family. No, I'm just playing. But for real, it doesn't have to be family. If you got, I know a lot of people do Friendsgiving and all that. So I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a great time. You know, be wonderful. And I want to say, like, I've been a dick about religion at times. I have. And I want to sincerely apologize for that. I have friends that are religious and it's been years and years and years. It's been like over a decade since I was a dick about it, but I have been a dick in the past and I cringe when I look back at it. So I apologize for that. You know, I believe in a higher power myself. You know, I'm open-minded. Like I don't like to condemn other faiths and stuff like that. Like I have ancestors that were abused and killed over religion, like a lot of you do out there, and specifically Christian religion or Catholic religion. You know, same thing in my eyes. It's really not much different. But for years, it was hard for me to not see it as like almost like an evil thing, you know. Like, I didn't think God was evil or anything. I thought the idea of God, like, that's like a pure being, you know, it's omnipotent. I pictured it being like the best being you can imagine, even when I viewed religion as like a negative thing, which, I mean, I don't think religion itself is negative, but there are a lot of bad people who are religious. You know, they use it as like a crutch to be a shitty person. But it took a while for me to not feel that way, because I knew ancestors who were beaten and put into Christian schools. you know, like my grandmother was, she was bipolar. She had bipolar disorder. She had all types of other mental disorders. She had Parkinson's that, you know, slowly drained the life out of her over the course of like over a decade, you know, and, her church, she loved church. She sang all the church songs. She loved going there. Like, she was really religious and all that. They, because of her mental illness, they viewed her as like a demon and like evil and like made, they cast her out of the church and all this stuff. And like, there's a lot of stories of that. And so stuff like that, it just made me, it made it hard for me to be like, yeah, Christianity. But, you know, I've matured and taken different perspectives, and I respect all religions. Like, I'm not a fan of people shitting on religion at all. Like, now I've gotten to that point where it's like the people that, like the atheists out there that just like shit on religion and are just assholes about it. I'm like, you're doing exactly what you don't like that religious people do. Like, you're not any better. You know, you're not smarter because you don't believe in God. Like, it's just a difference of beliefs. It is weird to think, like, I always wonder that from an atheist perspective, like, what is all of life then? What is the purpose of all of this? It just happened? Like, life just evolved for what? For what reason? Why did life evolve like this? Just to live? Like, just to live. Just to, like, keep breathing, keep consuming. Just weird. I don't know. That part's weird to me. I don't know how you could think that there's not some type of purpose in this life. There's got to be some type of purpose. That's just the way I look at it. But I don't have all the answers, man. I'm not going to pretend that. I'm not a fan of that. It was hard. Like, I went to like some Baptist churches and they're like shitting on religion. I didn't like that shit. Like, I remember they were, they'd say stuff like, oh, Buddhists worship a gold statue, you know? And it's like, that's not true. That's not what Buddhists worship. You know, the statue is a representation of a man who achieved great things, who achieved nirvana in their view, Siddhartha Gautama. Like, they, that's a man. They're not really worshiping this person. It's a different dynamic, and they're certainly not worshiping a statue, you know? So I just thought that was fucked up. I never liked that. I never liked that stuff. And it, I don't know if all, it seemed like mostly the like Southern Baptist churches were like that, because I went to other churches that weren't. I went to some Black churches and I don't remember hearing that, you know. It was just more about, that was more like life advice type of stuff, like stuff you should do and like ways you should treat people and stuff like that. Like the Baptist one, it was like they spent a lot of this time just shitting on other religions. I'm like, there's just a lot of insecurity in religion, you know? It's like, you gotta be right because you're afraid to burn in hell. And it's like, I got good news for you. I don't see an omnipotent, all-powerful being being like, oh, you believed in the wrong faith this whole time? Well, you're gonna burn. I think it's gonna be more about your actions than what you believe, you know? Because in this world, like, we're all just going off of secondhand knowledge. Like, what do we really know? What do you actually know is true? Everything is based on some filtered knowledge. You don't know where it came from. You don't know what it ran through. Like, everything is that. So what can we really know? But I see religion now as like, it's a way to better yourself. It does have positive attributes. It's a positive thing. All the major religions are built on the same tenets, and they're good tenets. It's all built on just being a good person, treating people right. That's what a lot of it's based on. And y'all will find every excuse to not fucking do that. But that's what it's based on. And it's like, if we could do that, the world would be a better place. So I don't have any hate in my heart for Muslims, Christians, Jewish people, anybody. So I don't look at you like, look down on you because you believe one thing over another. Like, the one thing that's weird to me is that Christians align themselves with Jewish people more, and it's like, well, your faith is actually closer to Muslim, closer to Islam, because they actually do believe that Jesus is a prophet, he's not the main prophet. Muhammad is their main prophet, but Jesus is a prophet in Islam. A lot of people don't know that. So it's like, y'all are beefing, but you have a lot in common. Your religions teach very similar things. All the religions teach really similar things. I guess the main difference with Muslims and Christians is that Christians, a lot of times, not all of them, but a lot of times believe that Jesus was born Christmas time, and Islam, they don't believe that. So it's just different, you know. Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that either, though, and they're more aligned with Christian faith. So it's just different. There's sects of Christianity that don't believe that either. So it's like, it's just different, man. I don't know. My dad always says, like, he's talking about these, like, hateful Southern Baptist people or the evangelical people that are like, God hates fags and all that type of stuff. Like, my dad always says, like, if these are the people that are in heaven, I don't want to go, because they think they're going to heaven and, like, everyone else isn't if they're, like, Catholic or, you know, or Muslim or anything else, or they're not religious or they're gay, like they're all going to burn in hell. And it's like, all that's going to be left is like these super judgmental evangelical people. And it's like, my dad's like, I don't even want to go to heaven if those are the people that are there. My dad's religious, you know, he's been, I think he's always been religious, honestly, but certainly like through recovery and stuff like that, he's become a very religious person over the years. But he is a more, it's funny looking at him, you know, bald dude. You think when people see like a bald dude, they're just thinking skinhead, or they're thinking like, they automatically assume like intolerance or just anger. You look angry when you got a bald head or whatever, you know, like a lot of the time. But he's actually super lefty, like sometimes even more than me, like, you know, I'm pretty leftist, but like sometimes he's a little, he's extreme. So it's just funny. Doesn't match what you would think. But as a religious person, that doesn't always align. I feel like black religious people, black Christians are a lot more likely to be Democrats than white Christians. And that's always interesting. And I've gotten into that before. It's like, y'all are studying the same book. You got the same ideas, but one's on one spectrum, one's on the others. It's interesting. It's interesting to say the least. But yeah, let's spread more love. We got more than enough hate in the world. Come on now. Come on now. And that being said, there's this girl that she glared at me. I like drove through this keep clear sign. You know, like she was trying to turn into some shopping center. I drove through it because there was space. So I drove through it and she glares at me, like makes a, you know, she's like all pissed off. She's like, she like raises her hand like, so I like, I'm going very slow, slowly pulling into this. I'm not blocking the keep clear sign thing. I see that there's enough space for me to get across. So I slow down to go, you know, because obviously there's a car a couple hundred feet from me. So I'm slowing down. I see her to the side. Like, so I get the chance to make this dumbass face. I've gotten to do this a couple times where I just like mock the person's expression. So I'm like, I make this stupid face and she just looks so annoyed. It was so satisfying. People are just hotheads on the road. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like I'm just crossing the keep clear section because what am I supposed to do? Like there's enough space for me on that side. So I'm supposed to wait here, wait for you to turn. And it's not saving you really much time at all for me to like take a couple seconds to like pull up where I'm supposed to be, you know, but she just is all annoyed about it. And that happened to me last night. I was like crossing a intersection and the light turned green and I was pretty slow going over the intersection, I admit, because the street was shitty. It's like all bumpy and torn up and it's like you don't want to go too fast. So I'm going across it, not that slow, but let's say like 20 something miles an hour, probably 30, high 20s, low 30s. And this person that's trying to make a left honks at me. And I'm just like, for real? Like, why are you that mad? It's just weird how mad people get. I drive so much that I can't afford to be getting mad like that. So I don't get it personally, but hey, But I gotta admit my faults. Like I was stupid to care about my most recent ex. I look back at it and I feel like such an idiot, man, such a fool. Like she was never worth the time, you know? And it's like, and nobody is worth that. Nobody is worth you being sad like that if they don't treat you right. Fuck them. Fuck them, honestly. They're going to live miserable lives if they want to treat people wrong and then blame the people for them treating them wrong. Like that, you're never going to be happy with that. Nothing's ever going to be satisfying. There's always going to be some problem. You're going to live in chaos forever until you can accept accountability of when you do shit wrong. So I feel stupid for that. It was a mistake on my part and I got to do better. You know, it was foolish. And I feel dumb. She wasn't worth it. She wasn't worth the time. It was a waste of time. So I'm sorry for the time that I dedicated on here. I don't know why. It just like it hits me sometimes. And I'm like, I haven't said that. And I really should. She was a waste of time, man. And I tried to do the right thing, but I never should have been sad about her. I brought so much more to her life than she brought me. And it was never worth it. You know? Fuck that shit. I'll never do that again. That's all I got to say. Still one of those things. It's hard to wish her the best because she was just such a shitty person in the end. But, you know, I'm at the point where I don't care. I just don't care anymore. I haven't cared for a long time. But I just want to say that I'm sorry. I'm sorry for wasting so much airtime talking about her dumbass. It was a mistake. I fucked up. My ego was bruised and I was stupid about it. So let's never do that again. All right. Yeah. Anyway, I have a lot of love to give. I have so much love to give and I want to give that to a special woman. So I got to get it right for once in my life. I'm sure I will. I feel confident I will. And now, KZRO's boards. You know what time it was. So the 49ers beat the Bucks 27-14. Purdy has a perfect quarterback rating, which of 158.3. I don't even know why that's the number. Why is it not like 160? I don't know why 158.3 is a perfect quarter. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, he had 3 touchdowns, 333 yards. So angel numbers were on his side. 21 of 25. He's the only other quarterback, Niners quarterback, to do that with 15 plus passes, which if you didn't have 15 passes, I don't think that should count. It's Joe Montana in 1989. Crazy. So Purdy's not a system quarterback. That was dumb. I don't know why we said that. The NBA is really pushing this in-season tournament. Got the custom courts, you know. It's not really worth a lot right now other than the players getting paid, but it's cool. I like it. I'm always in favor of trying new things. It reminds me of football, you know, worldwide football. In America, some people call it soccer, but they got like stuff like this, these tournaments, you know. It's like you got the Champions League and the Premier League and like the La Liga and like the Bundesliga. Like you got all that. You got all the leagues, you got all these like leagues throughout Europe, and then they combine for the Champions League, and that's just some cool shit. So I don't know. I think it's cool to have more of that and like have it mean something, you know, have it be like for a playoff spot, like guaranteed playoff spot or some shit. I like that idea because if you could beat good teams, you should get a playoff spot. You know, regardless of like how you struggle, because the way it's set up now, it's like they got the group stage and all that. And it feels like it's like it's weird because the Lakers will play a game that's not part of the tournament and then a game that is. And like I think they're undefeated in the tournament, but they like lost a game that wasn't that. So it was kind of weird. It's like on a back to back, they got blown out by the Kings. But yeah, anyway, it's interesting. So it's crazy how these sports stations are like pushing gambling now. Like as soon as it got legal, ESPN's pushing it almost as much as they push Taylor Swift. Like it's crazy. I've shut ESPN radio off multiple times this week. So many times really, because they started talking about fucking Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And I'm like, there's not much more to say. like, cool, they fucked. All right, who cares? I'm done with it. I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. It's not interesting. Like, I barely want to hear about football as it is. I only want to hear about the Niners. I don't give a fuck about football as a whole. So, like, you're already on thin ice. I don't give a fuck about Mr. Pfizer Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce. That fits. I don't give a fuck about it. So stop wasting airtime. This is why Disney's just been fucking up. That's what I gotta say. They've been making bad decisions. You know, their anime movies are flopping lately, other than, like, I guess they announced Frozen 3 and 4 now, which is like, okay. And they're just like, they're grasping at straws because they've been fucking up. Marvel's been fucking up. Marvel's part of Disney. They've been fucking up. Like, you know, this Marvel's movie isn't doing that well at the box office, and it's just an okay movie. And it's like, they're just fucking up. They keep making bad decisions, and talking about Taylor Swift that much on a sports like radio show, I guarantee, I already have to look. I know there's people pissed. Actually, I've seen it. I've seen it online. People like making fun of the show and like saying that the name of the show should be changed, referencing Taylor Swift. It's too much. It's too fucking much. I'm sure it brings you some ratings from like 14-year-old girls. It's too much at this point. It's boring. Okay. So I find myself rooting for Oleksandr Usyk against Tyson Fury now. I feel like Tyson Fury's become such a clown. Like, he embarrassed boxing with that whack performance against Ngannou, where he was fat as hell, his fattest weight. It just looked out of shape, fucking got dropped, won like a controversial decision, and fucking just really came across as a dumbass through the whole thing. You know, now he's like talking shit to Usyk, trying to be intimidating. I'm like, I've liked him for a while. I've enjoyed him as a fighter. Usyk is just all business. Usyk has worked hard for this. Usyk really deserves this. He's fighting for Ukraine. It's an inspiring story, man. So I find myself rooting for Usyk now. And I actually think he has a really good chance. Before the Ngannou fight, I already thought, like, well, Usyk has the best chance of beating Fury. And now I'm like, honestly, he might just do it. Like, if Fury shows up like he did against Ngannou, which I don't think he will, he would get beat by Usyk. Because you got to think Usyk is a better fighter than Ngannou. A better boxer, I should say. Maybe not fighter. A better boxer than Ngannou. And Usyk, I mean, on paper, honestly, it's like Usyk was really like, now you got to wonder, because Fury, he got kind of exposed in that fight with Ngannou. I think he didn't train right. I think he just didn't put up the best performance, but he got exposed a bit, because it's like, oh, so when you can't just lean on someone like that, you can't lean on an MMA fighter. They do tie clinch and shit. Like, they're used to grappling. You can't just be leaning on them like you can any old boxer. So once he couldn't do that, he looked pretty one-dimensional, you know? And Usyk, I feel like, is actually probably, if he's not more skilled than Fury, he's close. You know, he's certainly one of the most skilled fighters in the heavyweight division. So, I mean, he beat Anthony Joshua twice, who people hyped for years. So he's been one of the best fighters in the division for a long time. He moved up from cruiserweight. He cleared out cruiserweight. So it's like, he is on the same skill level as Fury, I would say. He might even be more skilled overall, just in like overall, like footwork and everything like that. I don't know. It's close. I can't say for sure, but either way, he certainly appeared a Fury. And at worst, I'd say he's the second most skilled in the division. So I don't know. I find myself rooting for him. And part of it too is that if Tyson Fury wins, he's going to hold the division up for years, like he has before. He might even retire, and then fucking Anthony Joshua is going to get to fight for his belts. Well, you know they're going to do that, because he's the biggest money fighter. It's like, so Anthony Joshua is just going to get the vacant belts again? Because you know they would do that. You just know it. If he's so whack, You know, I guess if he fought Wilder, Wilder might knock him out, though, because it looks like they're setting that up. They got Wilder, Parker, and Joshua Wallen going on December 23rd, and the winner will hopefully fight the winner. We'll see. Hold your breath with boxing, but we'll see. And this has been KZRO Sports. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. I don't drink alcohol, I drink alkaline. You gotta value, have value to be Valentine. Better than what you and your pals can find. I'm better than where my medallions shine. Rappers ain't got no bars these days. The heat from my rhymes chars DJs. Know the vibes, I rap elitely. Your crap is easy. No traps defeat me. IGZG is interdimensional. I'm continual. Y'all minimal. Fuck it. I'm your OG's OG. I can't stop this. I'm low key, whole keys. I'm too dope. I wrote these for your detriment. For your dismemberment. When I was done, all of them were bent. I can't be stopped by your weak weapons. I always end up sneaking depth in. I sneak depth in. Don't underestimate my lesser's great. I flex with while my presence waits. Your quality can't compare to me. And to try that is heresy. Because I don't drink alcohol, I drink alkaline. You gotta value all to be Valentine. Better than what you and your pals combine. Brighter than all the medallions shined. I don't drink alcohol, I drink alkaline. Well, sometimes I drink alcohol, but I drink alkaline. You gotta value all to be Valentine. Better than what you and your pals can find. Better than, brighter than all the medallions shine. That's our Joe KZRO Big Zero. Super Mario RPG is very fun. I'm kind of addicted to it. I don't get to play games a lot, but it's very fun. Recommend it. GameStop, fuck you for not giving me the pre-order pins. I pre-ordered that shit. Give me my pre-order pins. It's my Lochnar, bitch. But yeah, I want my pre-order pins. And thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it. I'll be back next week. This is Life in Zero Gravity, baby.